Well, if you spent any amount of time in Arizona traveling, especially through the mountain country in the summertime, it's pretty easy to see just how nice a second cabin home would be. What does it take to finance a second home? Or do you have to pay off the first one and then finance a cabin?
No, if your income supports it, you can finance the cabin. Minimum down payment is 10% of the purchase price. With second homes, as your down payment increases, that'll help improve the interest rate. But at least 10% down, and then we just look to make sure that income supports both house payments if you still have a mortgage on your primary residence. Generally speaking, most people looking to buy a second home, the income is normally not an issue on that. You do not have to pay off your first. So you can have two mortgages. You don't have to pay off the first one.
Okay. Very good. Where's your mountain home?
I wish.
One day, right?
One day.
We'll get there. A couple more of these broadcasts. Let's start with our calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Michael, good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead with your question, sir.
My brother and I are in the middle of buying an investment property. The property that I currently live in and have been lived in for 5 years. And I know the owners that I've been paying rent to, so we're going to buy it direct from them. And the price for that is $312,000. And my realtor stated that the area will probably get between $330,000 and $350,000. But we went to get an appraisal, and I talked to the appraiser. He's out there for about 10, 15 minutes, taking pictures of every room in the house with his phone. And I asked him, I think it's going to make it. He said somewhere between 310 and 320. 5 days later, he sends the appraisal back as $262,000, $50,000 shy. And they don't want to, we challenge the appraisal. We send in all these comps. They don't want to deal with it. So we have to go to another loan company. They send an appraiser out who comes, takes pictures, spends 45 minutes at the house, measures it, and the appraisal comes back at 313. There's a $50,000 swing in 10 days. What do you do?
That's back to your point about the second opinions.
Yeah. Now the appraisers are independent from the mortgage company, and with the appraisers, an appraisal is an opinion of value for that particular appraiser. Unfortunately, what will happen sometimes, and just like even with any industry and with any even the mortgage companies, sometimes there are ones willing to put in more work than and more effort in order to get what you're looking for, and so with. Who's to say which one is right? Probably if the appraiser agrees with the realtors know what they're doing too, as far as looking at the comps and everything. It would appear that the first one might have been a bad one. That's a possibility on it. So certainly the value of the property didn't change $50,000 in 10 days. And so there must have been a piece of information that the first appraiser didn't see or something that maybe the second appraiser puts more effort into it. But it's what he described is not completely uncommon. It's we've seen it where we've done a second appraisal on another property, and the number that came up was completely different than the first one. That's one you just shrug your shoulders and just say, well, we'll just keep moving forward then with the new one.
Is there any reason for him to go get a third appraisal?
I don't think so, because the second one seemed to meet the sales price they agreed on. So as far as what he's looking at in the terms of his financing, it appears that that should work for what he's looking for.
Is there something a consumer can check against after an appraisal just to see if it's average of the neighborhood and the current market value, or is that something you need to rely on realtors and your lending officers to provide that? Or say this, something's wrong with this.
Yeah, I, you know, if generally speaking, if you get that appraisal and the number is off from what you were expecting and from what the other professionals have given them as their opinion, he had a realtor that had given him an opinion on the value that was higher than that. So when it's way off from that, there's going to be some variance, of course, but when it's way off like he experienced, then that's go with your gut on that one. There might be something wrong.
And unfortunately, like you said, appraisal varies by person. There's not an exact science. There's a structure, but it's still susceptible to human error.
It is. And there are guidelines, there are formulas that the appraisers are to use to determine the value. I mean, they're looking at other recent sales in that area for similar homes, and there is math to that that should land them at a value. But ultimately, it is an opinion of value of that particular appraiser, and everybody's different.
Okay. Well, hang tight, Michael. We'll see if that answered your questions. We'd bring you back on the air, but we're going to bottom of the hour news. Harold, generally speaking, you have someone manning the phones on Saturdays when you come in to take calls off air. People don't want to call in and really maybe share a lot of their personal finance information over the air, but you guys got some phone glitches today.
The phones were down. If you please call us, but you'll end up getting a voicemail. And we'll call you right back.
And you can go to galaxylendinggroup.com as well and start the communication process online.
Absolutely.
galaxylendinggroup.com.